Anyway, this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Elul, so I thought I'd quote a few halachot from the tour. It relates to Rosh Chodesh Elul. The tour begins Tanya b'Pirkei Reb Lezer, so he quotes Pirkei de Reb Lezer, which is really sort of a midrashic work by the Tana Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus. Rosh Chodesh Elul Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Leilai Ahara, that on Rosh Chodesh Elul Kadosh Baruch Hu summoned Moshe Rabbeinu. This is after Klal Yisrael had sinned with the Egel, and now, according to this machlok Rishonim, how many times he went up to the mountain, but according to most Rishonim, it's going up for the third time now. He says, She'az alal kabel luchot achronot, he went to get the last set of tablets. Ve'aviru shofar b'machane, they blew a shofar in Machane Yisrael. Moshe lalahar, shlo yituod achar avodazara. As an, like a reminder, like they made a mistake the first time around. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu said he's going to be away for 40 days. According to their calculation, the time had elapsed. And Chazal teach us that the Satan showed like an image of Moshe Rabbeinu in a bier or whatever. They said he's dead, and then they made the egel. So he says, Vakadosh Baruch Hu nitalav oto shofar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, like you say in Yiddish, like shep nachas from the shofar. Like this is like a tikkun. In other words, like it's like a tshuva shlema. The first time they're following their own eitzes, they're doing whatever they think is right. Now they want to be careful to do the way I commanded them. So he liked that. Shenemar alalu kimitruva begomer. Lachin etkinu chachmenu zal shutokim rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana v'shana. Therefore, Chazal were talking to Lord Rosh Chodesh Elul every year. Now, Ad Kan is really the quote from the Pirkei de Reb Lezer. So from the Pirkei de Reb Lezer, it only sounds like you would blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the way it sounds like. The tour adds the following language. He says, V'chol ha-chodesh. So we know why we're blowing on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's because of the incident with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the tour adds on, we're also going to blow the whole month. K'dei la-hazhir Yisrael, she'asu tshuva. Sh'nemar yimitaka shofar ba'ir v'yam lo yecharadu. That we want people to do tshuva. Tshuva, the shofar, arouses people to do tshuva. Like the Pasuk says, if you blow a shofar in the city, don't people tremble? It has that feeling. Now, according to that reason, though, we should really blow shofar till Yom Kippur, right? We should blow it for 40 days till Yom Kippur. We'll see. He says, so then he has, and this is the way the Bach is learning. So the Bach says that each reason is necessary. So he says, then we have a third reason. U'kidei la'arbev ha-satan. We want to confuse, we want to get the Satan off of his game, like a little bit off balance. So this idea, k'dei la'arbev ha-satan, is the idea that Chazal teach us in the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, but it's used in a different context. It's used, l'metokin rin shen yoshvin, token rin shen omdim. Why, I think the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin says, why do we blow shofar t'kistim yushav, t'kistim umav, and that's k'dei la'arbev ha-satan. So here, the Torah is like borrowing the idea. Say we want the Satan to get confused, like the blowing shofar here. So I don't know what's going on here. I don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah. I'm all confused with the whole situation. So anyway, so the Bach takes it at the end of the day that we just blow it until right before Rosh Hashanah. Now he brings down Reb Zevin does that the Sefer Manig. Was by Rav Avram ben Natan Hayarchi. He was from the city of Lunel. Lunel means like the moon, so Hayarchi is moon also. So he died in 1215. So he writes that the takana was lachinikil l'kol b'rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana v'shana. He says the minhag was to blow out in Rosh Chodesh Elul every year. He says but Tzorfatim osim af mishav eilach. The Tzorfatim, he's in the Provence, but the people in France, more north of where he is, They blow even going past that. So it's clear that they had a Rosh Chodesh, you know, from Rosh, there was a minhag that way. The Radal, Rav David Luri, has a commentary on Pirkei de Reb Lezer. He maintains that the tour had a different girsa in Pirkei de Reb Lezer. He says that in Pirkei de Reb Lezer, not Hitkinu Lekoa Bi Rosh Chodesh Elul, but Hitkinu Lekoa Me Rosh Chodesh Elul. But either way, The Rokeach is another Rishon. That's Rav Lazar ben Yehuda from Vermaiza. He died in 1230. He says Tekana was to blow for 40 days till Yom Kippur. So to blow shofar for 40 days to Yom Kippur, corresponding to the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. He says Uzu Amal Chuding Token Kimed Rosh Hashanah. But here the Rokeach says, and he lives in Vermaiza and Worms, we only blow till Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, Naniach, it comes out that the minag, of course, the most widespread minag, is just to blow, you know, till Rosh Hashanah, and then, you know, stop the day before Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's different in Hagim, which day we begin blowing. Do we begin on the first or the second day? Now, this year is somewhat moot, right, because the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul is Shabbos, so nobody's going to be blowing the first day of Elul this year. But in the postgame, though, there's a machloket. Which day should we begin counting? So the he quotes here. This is again from Rav Zevin. He says the Maharshal brings down that you should. Which would you think, by the way? Which is more logical, to count from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul or the second day? Anybody want to weigh in on this? Nobody wants to weigh in?
No, first day.
The first day. Why the first day?
Start the beginning.
Well, yeah, but can you tie it into what we said about, you know, with Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Har Sinai at all? Anybody else want to have a... All right, the Marshal says like this. The Marshal thought like you did. The Marshal thought like you did that it should be from the first day, because he figures like this, that Elul is always chaser. You always have 29 days in Elul. If you're going to blow 40 days before Yom Kippur, it should be from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. If the idea is we're going to begin blowing 40 days from Yom Kippur, that should be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But some people hold that we blow from the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So why? So the reason is Tosfos. Tosfos says that the year that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Elul was Ma'ubar. That's very uncommon, but Elul had 30 days that year. So, but historically, they blew on the first day of Elul. So he says, according to Cheshbon, so he went up on the first of Elul and not on the 30th day of Av. And some say they have sort of like a raya, like Tiku b'chodesh shofar, that you should blow b'chodesh shofar. They want to say blow shofar for like 30 days. 28 days in Elul and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's the way they're figuring like that. In other words, I'm going to blow 28 days in Elul. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the 29th day of Elul. Then I'll blow 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So it's Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. So at the end of the day, I blow for a month. Anyway.
But that's not a Chodesh. That's 30 days.
It's 30 days. That's the way the Cheshbon works. Tiku B'Chodesh for a month worth of blowings. Like 30 days worth of blowings. But that's the way the Cheshbon works with this. Anyway, the widespread minhag is that we begin really on the second day of Elul. All right, we have a few more minutes, and so we'll do a little bit more. All right, now it's wait. I think we're just about time. I forgot. So she is at 7:38. We're in good shape. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, that's it. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Mariam's Baruch, Silphi, Chalcha, Bro, and Sochamar, 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 and S